So I'm sitting outside our bungalow. Here comes Ellie. We've just been sat by the pool for the last 2 hours, having a relaxation session.
Bonjour.
Hello. You okay?
Yeah, good.
And we are about to jump on the bike and head off to try and find a waterfall called Tenagungun, I think it's called. And then later on tonight, we've got a really exciting evening. We've got an hour Tibetan bowl meditation session at the Yoga Barn, which is literally about 2 minutes down the road from us. And it's this huge kind of yoga well-being center nestled, you know, in the jungle. It's kind of very secluded, very relaxed, a bit pretentious, but we thought whilst we're here, we've got to give it a go. So we're doing a bowl meditation session tonight, which apparently is amazing. So looking forward to today. I think it's going to be beautiful. It's going to be really fun. It's currently beautiful blue skies, really lovely and warm, about 30, 31 degrees. Bit of a wind. It's lovely. Good to be in Bali. Okay, we have arrived at Tenagungun Waterfall. And we're just going down like these never-ending steps to the bottom. And along the way, there's little viewpoints that people are sitting in. This one's a nest. It says home bird, and people are clambering in and out of it to take photos of themselves with the waterfall in the background. And me and Ellie are going to go and find somewhere for a picnic before we go for a swim. Oh, ice cream time.
Yeah.
What do you fancy?
Coconut.
Should we do it here?
That
was
vegan.
Ah. Vegan. Tenagungun. Oh my god, this waterfall. The places here are hard to pronounce. Okay, Ellie, tell me about
Tenagungun.
What your favourite of Tenagungun waterfall was?
Probably the waterfall.
The actual waterfall itself.
The actual waterfall itself.
Yeah.
It's quite nice to swim, pummeling us at the bottom. The water spraying my eyeballs.
Yeah, you didn't like that very much, did you?
No, I loved it.
Yeah.
I see it very much.
Exfoliating water. That's a first.
And the beautiful. Delicious picnic that we had.
Oh, the avocado that was so unripe, it was uneatable. But that was really nice. I enjoyed that. The ice cream was good at the end, wasn't it? Avocado and coconut. We're now going to head off to Goa Gaja, which is this cave with carved bits on the outside.
Carved cave.
Which is going to be pretty fun. So I'm going to start with the bike and we're going to go. So we just arrived at Goa Gaja, which is this temple site just outside of Ubud. And there's a great big elephant cave with ornate carvings on the outside. And a big mouth that you can basically go in into the cave through. Huge tree above us, lots of birds flying around, lots of swallows, and two sort of baths just beneath the tree with stone sculptures pouring water out of vases into a bath. And it's lovely, quite peaceful. We're back in Ubud and we are at our favourite restaurant, aren't we, so far?
Dayus
Warung. And we're about to have some food. Ellie's gone for what she had the other night and I've gone for something different called Lalapan, I think. Hopefully it's going to be amazing.
It will be amazing.
And then we're going to the Yoga Barn in about half an hour to... No, a bit longer, sorry, but an hour and a bit. To do Tibetan bowl meditation, which I'm very excited about.
Very excited.
And we're sat on a sort of nice little low table on some comfy cushions. And it's presently the golden hour, so looking outside of the restaurant, it is bloody beautiful. We've just got to the yoga barn, and we're about to start. 5 minutes till we go in. Everything's very relaxed, very downbeat. It's all low lit, some water trickling. Starting to feel a bit relaxed. Can't wait to do this. That's the end of episode 3. It was a pretty amazing day, and to top it all off, going and doing that Tibetan bowl meditation session in the evening was incredible, wasn't it?
I loved it. So relaxing.
It was incredible. Yeah, both of us came out kind of like fuzzy and sleepy and very peaceful. And the best thing is it was pretty cheap as well. It was about £10 each, which actually, if you think about what that cost you in London, it's pretty good value. Anyway, next stop, the Gili Islands.